This is still quite an incredible story. We all know the ship Essex was sunk by a whale. It was a bizarre enough event for the instant creation of an oft-repeated New England legend, but now it's time to tell you once again about the very gruesome aftermath. On August 12, 1819, the whaler Essex sailed out of Nantucket on one of those multi-year whaling voyages of the old days. A bit more than a year later, on November 22, 1820, she became one of New England's most bizarre and, to my mind, intriguing legends. Yes, on that long-ago day, she was rammed and sunk by a huge bull whale, an historic event well noted in Herman Melville's Moby Dick, written 30 years later. But for years afterward, the gruesome aftermath was pretty well hushed up. The November 1960 issue of Yankee Magazine may well have been the first to present a detailed description of what happened during the 3 months the Essex crew drifted about the Pacific in lifeboats before 8 of the original 20 were rescued. As we all know now, they survived on, cannibalism. In fact, a member of the prominent Nantucket Coffin family of the Jared Coffin House fame, one Owen Coffin, was one of the victims. Poor Owen, then a young cabin boy, lost a drawing and then very willingly and bravely allowed himself to be shot by crewman Charles Ramsdell, after which his body was shared by the others. These details are only vaguely referred to in the 19th century description I've read, and the survivors were understandably reluctant to discuss it. For instance, there is the story of the Nantucket lady who asked a survivor's daughter about the vessel. Miss Molly, she was told. Here we never mention the Essex. The captain of the Essex, George Pollard, one of the survivors, went to sea again, was wrecked again, but not by a whale, drifted for days in an open boat again, but did not resort to cannibalism. He wound up being rescued on an island near Tahiti, and there, for the first time, divulged some of the Essex details to two missionaries there. But in the meantime, because of the whisperings by those close to the survivors, a full-blown New England legend was already entrenched. Now, in his old age, Captain Pollard became a fire watcher on Nantucket Island. And old-time islanders relating the story today say his mind slipped a little. A reporter from Boston once asked him shortly before he died if he could remember Samuel Reed, who had been one of the Essex lifeboat survivors. "Remember him," the old captain had said, the reply, "Hell, son, I ate him."